Gary Boyer, what did you make of that?
I thought it was a very hard-fought point against a team that, you know, came and battled, and we had to match the battle, and we just couldn't quite find a cutting edge. But I see signs of progress in there in terms of us being able to compete in this league and match teams that are full of running. And I was pleased with the character. And you've always got to be pleased with a clean sheet, whether that's at home or away. But yeah, we just I think it was a scrappy game as a whole, and conditions didn't really help those matters a bit. But I was pleased with how we've gone about. We've had two tough games, Barnet and Wickham, in terms of the style of play and how we've got to compete. And I was impressed with how we've competed today. Not enough quality in front of goal, but you know, we're still coming together. The big man's not trained with us, so he arrived yesterday, late-ish, so he's not been able to train, and he came on, Hammond, and you know, he's still getting to know the lads. So we're still, like I say, still a couple of games in, getting to know each other.
He's a big man. He'll give you some presence at the top, won't he?
Well, it's been missing, you know. Obviously, Carl Vassell's got that, and Jamil Matt, but when they're out the team and been in through injuries, then it does leave us a little bit short there. And like you say, it's competition, and he's only going to get better. And I thought he showed some nice flashes, touches, and like you say, he's going to be a competitor for us in the air as well.
They set the stall out very early on, Wickham, didn't they?
Oh, listen, full credit to Gareth Ainsworth in terms of, you know, he's been there 4 years and they've got a style of play, and they stick to it, and they do ever so well with it, and they cause teams problems. So we've played two tough teams in the last two games, and you know, we've not buckled under it both games, and I think that's important for the long term in terms of you know, the mentality and how we go on as a group.
Brad Potts with a close range header at the back end of the first half, should he put it away?
It was a tough one. I thought the goalie got a hand to it, and we didn't get the corner, but we didn't get a lot of things today, I didn't think. But no, you know, it was balls flashing across their box, the second half especially. You know, we've got lots to work on still, and that's pleasing as well.
You must be pleased with the way the fitness stood up, because you had a late flurry, mm-hmm. Brad, Jim McAllister, Mark Cullen might have nicked it at the end.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you look at the overall game and who was the busier goalkeeper, then their lads had to make more saves than Sam. But the fitness levels and the way that they've recovered have been tremendous. We have to get ready and go again on Tuesday.